Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and this is the Voices of Courage show. I'm so glad you made it today. I want to ask you a question. What are you going to do as information continues to flood our planet? Do you know? Do you have a solution? You know, right now, information is flooding our planet at a rate of every 12 hours, it doubles. So how do you navigate life through that? And what is this about anyway? What is this about? Is the universe evolving? Are you evolving with it? Are you remembering maybe who you are in greater ways? Or are you kind of just going along and you kind of in this river, this stream, and being kind of washed down and wondering where you're going to end up? Well, the good news is we're all going to end up in a good place, but how you get there from here to there, you've got some new choices to make. So I today have dedicated this show. We're going to call it The Courage to Experience Multidimensional Realities. Yes, multidimensional realities. Why is that? Why is that even important? Well, it's important to know what the illusion is and what the truth is, wouldn't you say? So if you're living in illusion or delusion and you want to take your life, maybe your business, maybe your relationships, everything to a higher dimension, a higher level, there are ways that we can do that. And I'm going to be talking with my guest who has written a couple books around this subject and has lived it her whole life since she was a child. All right, now take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have you tapping into multidimensional realities.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy to have my guest today, Dr. Jude. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, Ken, and I'm so excited about the theme we're going to be exploring with everyone on this call today, multidimensional realities.
Multidimensional realities. Well, let me give you a proper introduction for my audience that may not know who you are. Dr. Jude Kurivan is a cosmologist, a planetary healer, futurist, and author of a couple best-selling books. She's award-winning author of The Cosmic Hologram, 2017. She has a new book we're going to be talking about, The Story of Gaia, and she is previously one of the most senior international business women based in the UK. She's a member of the Evolutionary Leadership Circle, and co-founder of The Worldwide View. She has experienced multidimensional reality since she was a child. Wow. Okay. Let's start from the beginning then. So you woke up one day and you're seeing multidimensional realities. Did you even know what they were when you were a child?
No, I was 4 years old. I wouldn't have a clue what multidimensionalities were. and it wasn't when I was waking up, but I was in my bedroom and I was 4 years old. And in the corner of the room, literally a light began to form, a discarnate light. And I started to hear a voice. And at 4 years old, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't frightened. I was just curious. What's going on? And the voice was very calm and very kind. And that really began a lifelong journey of engaging with realities that are often in our Western societies, you know, dismissed or denigrated or told are just imaginary. And after, you know, nearly 70 years of this journey, you know, they've enabled me, they've empowered and enriched my life immeasurably. But a lot of what I do now is to share the realities of them, because, you know, it isn't just that it's a wonderful thing. We now are understanding, with leading edge science converging with universal wisdom teachings, that is our existential reality. Mm-hmm. It's not just a hoped for, a possible. And so that's what I'm so excited about and happy to share with folks, because this is the time now for us to really, all of us, appreciate that this is our existential reality. This is our heritage.
Well, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they want to believe that there's multidimensional realities. They haven't experienced it for themselves. And there's a sense that when we speak about these things, there's a sense of kind of a knowing that's lit up in a lot of humans. Yeah. How do we get from non-belief to understanding?
I think it's difficult if you're adamant that they don't exist, because I think it's like anything. If you're saying, I don't believe in that, it's nonsense. We don't really open the doorway to the possibility of those experiences. But I just ask folks, have you ever experienced a meaningful coincidence, a synchronicity? Because if you have and appreciated it, then you're really experiencing something that the current paradigm of materialist science has no explanation for. If you've ever had an intuitive knowing and listened to it and followed it, intuition is something that is not within the framework of our materialist worldview. And yet it is there in all the wisdom teachings, all the spiritual teachings, as direct experiences. And so, you know, what we're finding now is that leading edge science is being turned on its head from what it was saying to us and is now coming alongside those universal wisdom teachings to say, actually, we have a place for intuition. We have a place for synchronicities. We have a place for multidimensional awareness. We have a place for love. Because without the perspective that's now coming forward of a universe that is innately interconnected, that exists and evolves as a unity, as a unified reality, you know, science has had no, our worldview really has had no place for love, for that deep sense of connection, which is just a tiny step to opening ourselves up to this greater understanding of the nature of reality and its multidimensional abundance.
Well, listen, you know, I believe we have to have the eyes of a child to start to see these. In other words, we have to let go of the programming and thinking, you know, this is the way it is, which you and I talked a little bit about in the green room. It's a place where we start to go into awe and wonder, yes, and yes, start to use our imagination again, so that we can start to open up those possibilities that what we're talking about is really, it might be more real than what we believe is real, has been my experience.
Mine too. Mine too. And yet, as you say, Ken, we're so almost conditioned. Our societies are structured on a scientific paradigm of materialism and separation. And so everything we do, whether it's our healthcare, our education, our the way we operate businesses, our governance, everything in our societies comes out of a worldview of separation. And we're now, and all the behaviors that come from that, you know, world in a world of separation, conflicts, inequalities are natural outcomes. But in a world of unity and interconnectedness, then peace and equities and kindness are natural behaviors.
Yeah. Well, you know, that brings up a good question. I got to take a break here, but you know, we do live in a dualistic world. I mean, there is light and dark, you know, sure, up and down, left and right. You know, we have, you know, good and bad, you know, all that dualistic stuff. So how do we use both the duality and the oneness to create a better world? I'll be right back. I'll give you a second to think about that. Okay, we'll be right back.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Hi, it's me again. Listen to this. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check every month may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Check your zip code. It could be dynamite. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it.
It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. As you know, I have in studio with me Dr. June Kuravan, and we are talking a little bit about your future, about what the future may look like for you and your family. And if you don't know Dr. Jude, she holds a PhD in archaeology. She also holds a master's degree in physics from Oxford University, specializing in cosmology and quantum physics, which is where we're going today. So, all right, that question. How do we reconcile duality with oneness?
Okay. Well, first of all, oneness or unity is not uniformity. Unity expresses itself. The unity of reality, our universe, while it exists and evolves as a unified, conscious, evolving, unified entity, its unity is expressed in radical diversity. So the ancient Chinese expressed this, I think, very beautifully in the Tao Te Ching. And we probably, many of us, know the symbol of the yin and the yang. But in the Tao, it says, in the beginning is, not was, is the one. The one becomes two. The two becomes three. And from the three, 10,000 things are born. So in other words, the originating unity, it still is unity, it's still unified, but it differentiates itself into light and shadow, masculine, feminine. All of those words that we know are complements of each other. They're not separate, but they do differentiate the light and the shadow. And so that's how we experience life. That's how we experience what it means to be a human being in a unified universe that nonetheless differentiates itself into those fundamental polarities or complementarities that we sometimes call dualities. One of the things that I tend not to use is the word duality, because it sort of buys into that illusion of separation. Whereas when we talk about complementarities, there's a sense of a dance that both, all are needed to experience and co-create the wholeness that is.
You know, that brings up a thought. Do we need a new language for oneness? You know, this oneness that has been there, is there, it's our reality. And yet we've been so focused on the I'd say non-unity, non-oneness, that we are now in a place of, do we need a new language to talk about this?
I feel we do. And you know, I'm sure we'll explore together some new unfamiliar words that go beyond what, you know, as being the quantum perception of the world into an even deeper perception, which is based on an understanding that mind and consciousness aren't something we have. They're literally what we and the whole world are. And when we enter into this new perception, this evolutionary perception of unity and diversity and consciousness, then, you know, it's a bit like, you know, the old Rubik's Cube where you do diddly diddly and it all comes together. Then, you know, we can understand why multidimensional realities are natural. Why, you know, what I mentioned earlier about intuition and synchronicities are just natural phenomena within this emerging cosmology of a conscious and evolving multidimensional universe.
I believe it takes courage to step into multidimensional realities. I know it did for me when I first started exploring things that were way outside of my traditional religion and my upbringing. But I was curious. I was like, well, you know, curiosity does not kill the cat. Curiosity expands the mind and opens us up into new understanding, which ultimately helps us to live more peacefully and more in harmony, which is really what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch gears for just a little bit, because you've written a brand new book. It's out. It's The Story of Gaia. This is really, you know, Gaia is, you know, really Mother Earth. You know, it's a story of us. Yes. So let me, I want to jump into that for a second. What are some of the, because I think it all ties together here. What are some of the key messages that are in this book? And, you know, why is it important for this book to be in the world now?
I think a number of reasons. Well, first of all, we have lived a worldview, not just believed in a worldview of separation. Our beliefs drive our behaviors. So our worldview of separation has literally driven many of our dysfunctional behaviors. It's also caused us a huge amount of trauma, this sort of, you know, the separation and the fears that arise from it and the loneliness that arises from it. You know, we have really embodied a big deal of trauma from this journey, and I'm not judging it. But what I am saying is that that journey to this point has brought us to a point of unsustainability. We cannot go on as we have been with that perception. And now leading edge science, as I write about in my previous book, The Cosmic Hologram, and now in The Story of Gaia, literally turns all of that on its head, and it describes a universe that exists and evolves as a unified conscious entity, and does so a universe that has intrinsic meaning and evolutionary purpose, because the old paradigm was of a universe that was devoid of meaning and purpose. It was an accidental universe where we sometimes, you know, somehow ended up after nearly 14 billion years of evolution at this point. Now, the story of Gaia tells a universe of meaning, of purpose, of evolutionary purpose, and therefore we have that meaning and purpose. And we are co-creative, co-creators, microcosmic co-creators of that universal meaning and purpose. So it brings us into a very, very different, healthier, healed perception of who we really are. And it's based on the best leading edge science now at all scales of existence. So this isn't just a hope for. This is now being grounded and underpinning us and framing us at this incredible evolutionary, revolutionary moment as human beings.
Well, I know this. If we want to change the world, the first thing we need to do is change ourselves.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
And what we're talking about is changing your perception of what you believe reality is, because we've been told reality is this is, you know, hard and solid, and that's all there is. Where, you know, the quantum scientists, and you know, you can explain this better than me, but most of it is just air, or you know, pure space, right?
Yeah.
So we're changing our worldview, and as a result of this, it from my point of view, I think it's what's going to save us from ourselves.
Yeah.
Is when we start to understand the depth of what it really means to be connected to each person and each ancestor, and how that all plays into the decisions that we make as a individual, as a community, and as a nation, and as a world.
Yeah.
So that we can start to move out of some of these old ways of showing up and running governments and running communities. I think it's going to change everything. So, but let's talk about the worldview, okay? Worldwide view. What exactly do you mean when we talk about a worldwide view?
Well, it's whole worldview, and it's exactly
whole
that.
Worldview.
It's
a whole worldview. Okay, not a worldwide view.
A whole worldview. And that is vital, because it's literally the whole world. You know, our worldviews, as I mentioned, you know, they drive our behaviors. And if we have a worldview that's based on materialism and separation, which we have, as you say, Ken, you know, we've had all of these behaviors where conflicts are a natural outcome, where inequalities are a natural outcome. And yet, when we turn that 180 degrees to realize that we are literally unique and yet inseparable, that is where a whole worldview can underpin and frame us and empower us and inspire us and call us to that courage of opening ourselves up to a much grander reality of meaning and purpose, rather than a meaningless loneliness that the old perception, you know, really imposed on so, so many people, and wrongly so.
And wrongly so. I got to take another quick break. When I get back, I want to just ask you, you know, from your point of view, how does courage play into the whole worldview? And what do we need it? So I'll be right back, and we'll explore that a little bit.
Great.
And for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast, I hope you will at least let one friend know about it. Check in to your own self. Make sure this is right for a friend, but send it to them if it is, because that's how we change the world. That's how we change consciousness, by helping others understand the principles that create love in their own life. So I hope you'll do that. And you can get all of our shows at voicesofcourage.us, or on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. And you can also tell Cortana, Siri, and Alexa, play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. Till next time, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then be able to do the impossible in your own life. Do the undoable. That's right. Yeah, do that too. Undo what you think you can't do, because you can do it. We'll talk soon. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and this is the Voices of Courage show. I'm so glad you made it today. I want to ask you a question. What are you going to do as information continues to flood our planet? Do you know? Do you have a solution? You know, right now, information is flooding our planet at a rate of every 12 hours, it doubles. So how do you navigate life through that? And what is this about anyway? What is this about? Is the universe evolving? Are you evolving with it? Are you remembering maybe who you are in greater ways? Or are you kind of just going along and you kind of in this river, this stream, and being kind of washed down and wondering where you're going to end up? Well, the good news is we're all going to end up in a good place, but how you get there from here to there, you've got some new choices to make. So I today have dedicated this show. We're going to call it The Courage to Experience Multidimensional Realities. Yes, multidimensional realities. Why is that? Why is that even important? Well, it's important to know what the illusion is and what the truth is, wouldn't you say? So if you're living in illusion or delusion and you want to take your life, maybe your business, maybe your relationships, everything to a higher dimension, a higher level, there are ways that we can do that. And I'm going to be talking with my guest who has written a couple books around this subject and has lived it her whole life since she was a child. All right, now take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have you tapping into multidimensional realities.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
CBD, you've heard about it.
It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm with Dr. Jude Curvan. And the topic today is the courage to experience multidimensional realities, and we're taking you down that journey. Jude, let's talk a little bit about the courage piece of multidimensional realities and how that plays into a whole worldview.
I'd love to. I mean, for me, and I'm sure many of us realize that the word courage itself means the bravery of the heart. So when we are courageous, we're not thinking bravery, we're feeling bravery. And when we feel, that's an that's a natural connection in any event. I mean, I've seen some amazing examples of courage from mothers regarding their children or partners or friends or neighbors. Courage is all about connection. And yet our worldview hitherto has been a worldview of separation, where courage, like love and gentleness and all sorts of connectivity, has been so peripheralized. And yet now we're on the threshold of a revolutionary understanding that is actually both new and ancient, in the sense that it's the leading edge of science, but it's coming alongside ancient and universal wisdom teachings to reveal a world of wholeness, of unity, yet unity expressed in diversity. So when we open ourselves to that understanding, which is a whole worldview, then we can actually perhaps find depths of courage within us, because it's courageous, as you mentioned, Ken, to open ourselves to what that possibility, that potential understanding can call us to. And it really, for me, calls us into a revolution of our consciousness, both personally and collectively.
Well, you know, you say that information is fundamental to the universe. I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think this flows right through this. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I use the word information, I don't just mean random bits of data. I actually use it with a hyphen. So it's in hyphen formation. And that means it's meaningful. And so what we're finding at all scales of existence across many, many different fields of science is that when we look deeper into the nature of our universe's reality, we see that it's energy and matter and it's space and time, which have been the, you know, the descriptors for the whole of the 20th century scientific understanding, are themselves not fundamental. When we go deeper, we're realizing that their appearance of our universe, its space-time, its energy-matter, arises from deeper levels of meaningful, purposeful causation. And it does so in the form of meaningful information that literally informs all we call our universe, from atoms to the entirety of our universe. And we see it doing so in patterns. And a lot of those patterns are something called fractals. And they're patterns that scale up and scale down. And they are patterns that we find in holograms, but they're the patterns we also find in snowflakes and in ecosystems and in river systems. But crucially, we also find them throughout the way that our human collective behaviors play out. So if we look at the internet, for example, all of the node points, the websites, the connectivity of the internet shows exactly the same fractal patterns as does an ecosystem, as does weather patterns. We find these same informational, meaningful informational patterns from atoms all the way up to the entire universe, literally, the sort of the relic radiation that fills the whole of space was found in 2017 to embody those exact same patterns.
That's amazing. I think of even the brain, and I look at the nerves and how they connect and the synapses and where they go. And I think of computer networks and I think, wow, you know, we're just mirroring the same thing. You know, we're mirroring what's already in. And it's that, you know, I loved about the, you know, the hyphen in information, because there's another part of that. It's the in, it's going within, not only within the micrology of the universe itself, but it's going within one's own being. Absolutely. And it's quieting and stilling this mind and allowing ourselves to start to experience the inner realms of consciousness that are there waiting for all of us. It's right there, but to get there, we do the opposite of what we think. We stop thinking. Yes. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, we can't get there. We just think more.
Yeah.
So exactly. I really like that. And, you know, one of the things I just want to comment too, you said, you know, of that courage part of it, because I want to tie this all together, how we can use this practically. You know, that courage part you said was a feeling. You know, we don't think courage, we feel courage.
Well, feel courage.
If you go deeper with that, courage is also an energy. It's a force. It's a power within us that when tapped into, now we have the courage to do things that seem impossible. So I just want to throw that out there. Okay, evolution, you know, conscious evolution. You know, let me just back up. Is the universe evolving? Are we evolving? Is it already done? Are we just holographs? Where do you go with that?
in 30 seconds.
Okay. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Yeah. Actually, I see my time. I got to do a quick break. Why don't we take a quick second and we will come right back. Okay.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Well, I'm speaking with Dr. Jude Caravan, and she's got a new book out, and we're going to get to the book again in just a second, but let's go to that question I just asked you.
what we're realizing, and what's been marvelous, actually, about the 20th century science is that even though now we're going deeper and bit wider in the sense of now and understanding a science of a conscious and evolving universe, you know, multidimensional universe, the 20th century science was great at driving technological advances, some of which have cost us hugely, but what they've allowed us to do is see deeper and wider into the cosmos than ever before. So what I'm sharing in the story of Gaia is the story that's been revealed of a universe that began nearly 14 billion years ago, as simple as possible, but no simpler, but with everything so finely tuned and exquisitely ordered that it was able to exist and evolve as a unified entity. But crucially, vitally, it actually exists to evolve. It embeds an innate, inherent evolutionary impulse. So beginning with hydrogen atoms, nearly 14 billion years ago, all that time later, here we are. But the hydrogen in our bodies, in all of the water of our world, in all of the water in the universe, is as old as the universe itself, essentially. Hundreds of millions of years later, oxygen was created from the first stars and generations of stars. billions of years later, 5 billion years ago, our solar system was born out of interstellar birthing clouds, where all the elements that make us up, that make our planetary home up, were there. It was like a nursery for planets, a creche for planets, and ultimately for plants and for people. So our universe embodies this incredible evolutionary impulse from simplicity to complexity and ever greater levels of individuated self-awareness. You know, you mentioned earlier how our brains, how our neurons, but how our entire body is a community of information, a coherent community of intelligence and information that's been nearly 14 billion years in the evolving. And so we are part of that meaning and purpose of that evolutionary impulse. And now we have the science, which is not a science of separation any longer. It's a science of love. It's a science where courage can be encouraged and invited. And it's a science where multidimensional realities and experiences are a natural part of our heritage as microcosmic conscious co-creators of that evolutionary impulse.
That was a wonderful explanation of that, and as it brings up more questions than we probably have time for. But so it's been said that this is a holographic universe, and it's been said that I don't know if it's been proven yet, but it has been said by the ancients, the yogis, the shaman, that the world itself is all happening right now. Everything, past, present, future, is right in this moment. Mm-hmm. How does that tie into what we just talked about with the evolution and the of the cosmology? How do those two connect?
Not so much in the sense that when cosmologically we can trace back and we have really good evidence that we are able to trace back our universe to a beginning some 14 billion years ago. So the holographic principle actually embraces that. You know, my book, The Cosmic Hologram, shows how this all works. So 14 billion years ago, that first moment of space and time, our universe was tiny. But it didn't begin in what we often are called a big bang. It wasn't big, it was tiny, which we know, but it wasn't a bang in the sense of chaotic explosion. It was incredibly fine-tuned and ordered. So it was more like the first moment of an ongoing big breath. And that is in the ancient traditions. The ancient Indian traditions talk about the breath of Brahman, the out-breath of God. And of course, now we know that space has expanded from that very tiny beginning and time has flowed forward. Now, that's really important, because if all time and space were just collapsible, then we wouldn't have any perspective of past to present. And yet we do. And our whole universe has a story to tell of that journey from simplicity to complexity. But we're now the bow wave of our universe, the bow wave of space-time. So space continues to expand and time continues to move forward, it is not yet determined. Our choices here and now will make a vast difference to the future destiny of our planetary home, Gaia.
Well, I love that. And let's see, where are we in time? We've got a few more minutes. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about your book and maybe put it back up on the screen so people can see it here. The story of Gaia. One of the stories of Gaia that the ancient, the Hindus, the Indians talk about is with cycles, right? There's cycles, cycles to Mother Earth, cycles to the universe, cycles. And one of the cycles they talk about is 12,000 years descending from the higher ages and 12,000 years ascending into the higher ages. And according to some of the Vedic astrology, we're at kind of the 6 o'clock. We're just passing 6 o'clock, and we're heading back up into the higher ages. Does that tap into what your knowledge is, your understanding?
It does. I mean, I think what we also need to appreciate, of course, is all those ancient traditions were not aware of evolution per se. They weren't aware of what we are now aware of, that, you know, our universe is 13.8 billion years old and has evolved from simplicity to complexity. So in that sense, cycles are more like spirals through time. But what we know from the story of our planetary home Gaia over the last 4.5 billion years is there's been evolutionary cycles which have sort of moved from simplicity to complexity, and then there's been a breakdown. And then Gaia, in an incredibly rapid time, because often these breakdowns were cataclysmic, catastrophic, her informational intelligence was able to bring together the next wave of evolutionary complexity. And so we've actually been through a whole series of these cycles yet spirals, because every time there's been the end of a cycle, as it were, the new cycle has taken the evolution of consciousness and complexity to a new level. So, you know, in some ways, the traditions, the wisdom teachings give us deep, deep, profound perspectives. But now we can bring together what we've discovered through leading edge science, not the old materialistic separatist science, but a holistic science of a conscious and evolutionary universe, to come together to bring meaning and purpose into this moment of this spiral. And I would agree, I you know, I feel that we are now on a return journey to a perspective of remembering, literally remembering, that we are inseparable.
Well, as we remember that we are inseparable, I'm I'm not a scientist, but I'm a wisdom teacher, and the wisdom that I understand from this is that if you apply the principles of oneness in your own life and start applying them today, what'll happen is just basic things like selfishness will disappear out of your world, and you will start to attract in people, places, and situations and circumstances that will enhance your life, enhance who you are, and allow you to be in a place where you can start to tap into that inner genius and allow it to evolve and bring forth your brilliance that's in all of us. So it's just a small shift. It's a shift into what Dr. Jude is talking about, understanding Gaia, understanding evolution, and understanding that this is very practical. This is not just something that scientists are studying because they love the mind or they love science. It's because when we learn about this and we bring it into our future, what happens is it gets better for all of us, for our kids, our grandkids, and everybody here. So this is really important work. The book is Gaia, a story of Gaia. Dr. Jude, where can we get the book at right now?
It's on pre-order, Ken, from Amazon or pre-order from any sort of outcomes. But it's on pre-order. And I'd love people to – the one thing that I really hope – because this is not – the human story, really. We humans come quite to the world towards the end of it. This literally is the story of our planetary home. But hopefully, if someone reads it, however they feel about our planetary home at the beginning, I hope by the end they can say, yes, I'm a Gaian. I'm more than just a human being. I'm a Gaian.
I'm a Gaia. I'm a Gaia. Yes.
You're a Gaian. You're a Gaian.
Well, listen, we just got a couple minutes left, and I'd like to ask you, you've got the microphone. You know, we're syndicated in 185 countries right now on, you know, a bunch of television stations around the United States and radio stations around the world. You got the voice. You got the, you know, what is your message right now to us? from your point of view? What's your message?
I would say that unity, as a friend of mine, Joni Carly, says, unity isn't an aspiration. It is our existential reality. And when we wake up and literally remember we're inseparable, then, as we were saying earlier, we change so much. It's such a simple step, and yet it opens up worlds. And so I would suggest that with this new science of love, the most fundamental principle we can live by is what's known throughout all traditions as the golden rule. Because this understanding of unity means that the golden rule treat others and our planetary home Gaia as we would wish to be treated is the principle, is the wisdom teaching of our times.
I love this. Well, Dr. Judith, this has been a phenomenal interview. I just thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I've learned with my audience today. It's a very special experience. So thank you again for being here. I appreciate it. And I know we'll see more of you soon.
Thank you, Ken. It's been wonderful to be with you and all of the folks who are with us today. So thank you.
Thank you. And for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast, I hope you will at least let one friend know about it. Check in to your own self. Make sure this is right for a friend, but send it to them if it is, because that's how we change the world. That's how we change consciousness, by helping others understand the principles that create love in their own life. So I hope you'll do that. And you can get all of our shows at voicesofcourage.us or on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. And you can also tell Cortana, Siri, and Alexa, play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. Till next time, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then be able to do the impossible in your own life. Do the undoable. That's right. Yeah, do that too. Undo what you think you can't do, because you can do it. We'll talk soon.